Breathe. The Stress Less podcast is brought to you by iBelieve.com and is a part of the Life Audio Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Hi, this is Bonnie Gray, author of Whispers of Rest and Finding Spiritual White Space. I'm so glad you're here. I'm your host for Breathe, the Stress Less podcast. And every show, we're going to take a little time out of our day to just pause and breathe, to rest and refresh with God together. We'll explore a different topic about stress and learn what God has for us to encourage us so that we can return to a place of rest, return to a place of calm, and so we can face each day with renewed joy and renewed sense of God's peace and presence. I'll share an inspiring story with you and also match it with beautiful scripture so that you can feel God's love. You'll also learn a simple action that you can take so that you can do something loving for you, for your body, so that you can feel better and you can take better care of yourself the way God would want you to, right? Because you are God's beloved. Now, these soul care tips are based on scientific research, and so it'll be really fun to learn these new simple practices together. And then we'll end our time with prayer to send us off, a little pocket of rest we can take with us as we go throughout our day. Or maybe if you're enjoying this podcast at the end of a long day, this prayer will also help you to relax into God's love. So I'm so excited you're here, and I'm also looking forward to hearing from you as well. As you listen to the podcast, I want to hear your comments or reactions or any questions you have. Just visit me at my website, thebonniegray.com. There's a link there to contact me. Ask Bonnie. Go ahead and send me your questions. I would love to hear from you.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
So let me start off by telling you a little story. How many of you have been to Trader Joe's and have stood there in the floral section? You know, all those beautiful flowers are arranged there. One day when I was shopping there, a woman was standing next to me and I asked her, "So what flowers are you going to choose?" And she said, "I don't really know. It's so hard to decide." I said, "I totally understand. Many times I can't decide between the flowers that I want to get and the flowers that cost less." And she said, "Me too." And we realized that we're the same kind of people, the people that end up going back home and not buying any flowers after spending a gazillion years trying to decide which ones to pick. But I told her that I don't do that anymore. I always go back home with some flowers now, because I read that there was a study that showed that women, and this was a study from Rutgers University, they found that simply looking at flowers improves emotional health. It was the presence of flowers that triggered happy emotions in participants when they did the study that increased feelings of life satisfaction. Flowers, it turns out, are a natural mood enhancer. Another study at Harvard University even demonstrated that those who aren't morning people, who start out with morning blahs, reported a boost in energy, happiness, and friendliness that lasted throughout the day. By looking at flowers first thing in the morning, they had put two groups of women. One group of women didn't have the flowers on their counters, kitchen counters, and the other group of women did. And the ones that did, They're the ones that felt that boost of energy that lasted throughout the day. What was interesting, I was telling her, is that I realized that when I had trouble picking flowers to take home with me, I was really saying to myself, they're not worth it. Actually, I was saying, I'm not worth it. Flowers that just lasted a few days that gave me joy and happiness wasn't worth it. I also shared with her that I was also a Christian, and that is interesting that Jesus himself had said, look at the flowers, don't worry. See how much more valuable you are than even the flowers which I've clothed. So I told her, since I learned about the study and because I was a Christian and Jesus had even used flowers as an example to help us remind us of our worth, I said, I'm learning to take flowers home with me now. And she was really encouraged, and she did take some flowers with her home with, you know, that study to empower her, that she was in fact doing something that was good for her. Well, I wanted to share this story because when I brought these flowers back home, I forgot to put the hydrangeas. I chose hydrangeas. I forgot to put them in water. I left them on the counter as I was unpacking all my groceries, and I even cooked dinner for my family. I have two boys. One is a 10-year-old and the other is a 13-year-old. And after we finished dinner and we were cleaning up, I realized that I left the flowers on the counter. Has that ever happened to you? Well, they were unfortunately wilted. By the time I noticed it, the flowers had already been out of water and were wilted. Of course, I quickly went on the computer and I Googled to figure out how do I save these hydrangeas, and I found out that I can put them in water, and guess what? I found those little packets that are included with the flowers. That's right, those flower food packets, and I quickly, you know, stirred up the flower food with the water, cut the stems and put them in, and I waited. And about an hour later, the flowers were refreshed. They were not wilted. They were refreshed. It's such a beautiful picture to illustrate that stress often causes us to feel like that wilted flower. We get so busy in our lives. We get through our checklists. We work so hard to get everything done. We take care of other people, but we often put ourselves at the bottom of the list. We put our well-being on the side, and we forget about ourselves, don't we? We're good at taking care of others, but we forget about our well-being. We're like those petals on the hydrangeas that wilt. And yet Jesus reminds us, God reminds us, you are worth loving. And just like those flowers, if we just put a little time into nurturing ourselves and refresh ourselves, just like that water, we will become refreshed. We'll be just like those petals after about an hour of being in water with some little packets of flower food. We'll remember that we are going to feel better. Our spirit gets renewed. So the soul care tip is going to be in each show is going to help you to feel a little better. We don't realize, just like the little flower food, little pockets of rest that we give ourselves is going to help refresh us, and it makes a difference. So how about you? Do you find it difficult to make time for yourself? Do you find it difficult to recognize that how you feel is important, and that you are worth loving, and that just like you pour yourself out for others, God really cares about you. He really wants to nurture you. He really wants to take care of you. Well, you know, it is easy to get pulled away by busyness and stress, isn't it? But busyness does take a toll on us. We rush from one thing to the next, and by the time we know it, even though our checklist isn't complete, we try, but there is a cost. Checklists never end. Unless we step away and we rest, unless we allow God to restore and revitalize us, we become dangerously depleted. We lose our capacity to feel our emotions, to hear God's whispers, to be present with others, to be who we were created to be, just simply beloved. But God has wonderful whispers. Today's scripture is from Mark chapter 6, verse 31. Listen to Jesus' invitation to you now. It's the same one he offered to his disciples. Jesus said, "Come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while." I love this scripture because it has so many beautiful words that remind us of what God really wants for us. He knows that we need time, we need quiet, we need to rest a while. Jesus said these words when there were crowds of people following them. There were so many people that were in need, so many things to do, so many things were left unsaid. And yet Jesus invited his disciples to step away. No more doing, no more meeting needs. They even had to escape by boat to get away. So in the same way, Jesus today says to us, you are worth it. We need to unplug and get rejuvenated. How about you? Could God be whispering for you to also give yourself permission to step away? Maybe by boat, quote unquote, something that might be a little more intentional, more unexpected way to leave the crowds in your world and unplug from busyness for just a little while. I want to let you know that you are worth it. God says you're worth it. We're not made to simply survive, just to be robots and get things done. God cares about how you feel. God cares about how you are doing. So I hope that this verse, that God's whisper something, which word in this verse would speak to you? Come away with me by yourselves to a quiet place and rest a while. Well, I said I would pair a loving scripture, words of affirmation to you, with a soul care practice. It's a simple action that we can take that helps our body feel the peace and the love that we know we have in Christ. So many times we receive God's loving word, right? It replenishes our spirit. That's the rest we get. Then the second part of this rhythm is to refresh ourselves. We want to rest and refresh. So after we hear God's loving word, we want to take an action, a soul care practice, so that we can refresh ourselves. So today's soul care practice is called a breath prayer. What is a breath prayer? A breath prayer is a simple way to pray using the natural rhythm of your breathing. We hear a lot about meditation and deep breathing, how it oxygenates your brain and re-energizes you. Well, spiritual prayers, breath prayers, are a spiritual way to oxygenate our soul with God's presence and bring us calm in our spirit. The breath prayer is a contemplative prayer practice that's practiced by the early church to experience God's peace, to practice the presence of God. The way Paul had encouraged us to pray without ceasing in Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. So it's one way to do this, and it's really simple. It only just takes a few seconds, but that little pocket of prayer, this little pocket of breath prayer will really, really help restore God's peace and calm. So how do we do this? How do we do the breath prayer? Okay, so it's very simple. Just think about how you would like to address God. So we're going to inhale, we're going to exhale. When you inhale, you're going to whisper God's name. You can use any name you want to address God that you feel comfortable with, Jesus or God or Heavenly Father. So you inhale, breathe in, and then say, Jesus. Then you exhale with a 2 or 3 word request. You can inhale, Jesus, help me. You can say, God, I need you. You can give him a request. You can say, Heavenly Father, guide me. Or you can thank him, Jesus, thank you. So just share with him whatever you need in that moment, and that can be your breath prayer. You can share with him however you're feeling at that moment. That can be your breath prayer. Very simple. Just take a pause. When you feel stressed, take a pause and pray a breath prayer. So let me share with you why I'm so passionate about this. There's a period in my life where I had experienced during a time that I felt was a pretty peaceful and happy time in my life. I just had two little kids. I was happily married. But I just, after having my second baby, started experiencing anxiety. And I had to learn in my journey how to rest and to stress less. So all these different scriptures and soul care tips that I found through science, these are all practices that have helped me on my journey to experience God's peace and presence. And I know that they will also brighten your day and help renew you as well. I hope that this little pocket of rest has already brought you encouragement. I'd like to end now with a prayer for us today. Dear Jesus, I want to be restored. I want to be refreshed. Give me courage to simply rest. Like waves returning to the sand, have your way in me. Help me step away for just a pocket of rest. I choose to be your beloved. I choose to be beloved, not busy. Help me to rest now. Rest a while with you today. Amen. Well, I hope you enjoyed today's Breathe Stress Less podcast, and I can't wait to share more with you next time. So, friends, did you feel encouraged on today's podcast? If you enjoyed the encouragement, I want to keep on encouraging you. Sign up for my weekly newsletter. I share what encourages my heart with you. Just sign up for my weekly newsletter at thebonniegray.com. At thebonniegray.com, you will find a subscribe button and you'll be able to get my weekly newsletter. Also, grab a copy of my book, Whispers of Rest, 40 Days of God's Love to Revitalize Your Soul. You'll find more of the top 40 ways to find rest and practice simple soul care based on scientific research so that you can feel God's peace and presence in your daily life. Connect with me on Facebook and Instagram. I'd love to connect with you there at The Bonnie Gray. Remember, until next time, you are loved, you're cherished, you're worth it. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, a production of lifeaudio.com and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to your favorite podcast app and leave us a review. It really does help people find us. To learn more about Bonnie Gray or to check out any of the resources she mentioned in this episode, just head over to her website, thebonniegray.com, or check out our show notes. This episode was produced by me, Kelly Givens, and edited by Stephen Sanders. A special thanks to our executive producer, Stephen McGarvey. For more Faith Toolkit podcasts, head over to lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Gorgeous gaming, stunning streams, unbelievable bandwidth. It's another Lifestyles of Gagillionaires. Meet the AT&T Fiber customers winning at life with hyper gig speeds. Meet Gagillionaire Terry. While his love of streaming horror movies has him constantly on the edge of his seat, his internet bill won't give him a scare.
Oh, don't go in there. I'm telling you.
Because since Terry upgraded to AT&T Fiber with hyper gig speeds, he doesn't worry about data caps or equipment fees.
Come on, man. The door's open for a reason.
And best yet, he also doesn't stress about a price increase at 12 months. Because with the amazing Gagillionaire lifestyle comes an exquisite sense of tranquility. Most of the time. Live like a Gagillionaire. Get straightforward pricing with AT&T Fiber. Internet that upgrades everything. No data caps, no equipment fees, and no price increase at 12 months.
Limited availability in select areas. Visit att.com/hypergig for details.
Hey there, it's Nicole Eunice from the How to Study the Bible podcast, and I'd love to invite you to join us as we weekly discover a passage of God's Word together. From beginning to end, from principles to practicals, we are here to make sure that God's Word is powerful and relevant to your life. If that sounds like something you're looking for, I would love to invite you to subscribe. You can go to lifeaudio.com and search How to Study the Bible, and we'll see you there.